This is Fresh Air. I'm Barbara Bogave in for Terry Gross. After 16 months between original episodes, the HBO drama series The Sopranos finally returns this weekend to launch its fourth season. TV critic David Bianculli says it was worth the wait, especially with a below-average crop of new fall TV series just around the corner.
Just about everybody wants to talk to me about The Sopranos, and there are a few things they want to know and a lot of things they don't want to know. What they want to know most is, have I seen it? Yes, at least the first four episodes of this new fourth season. They also want to know, is it as good? Yes. Yes, it is. What they don't want to know is just about everything else. They don't want to know what happens, which is another indication of just how much fun and how eagerly anticipated this show is. I wouldn't be at all surprised if the fourth season premiere of The Sopranos shatters all previous ratings records for a cable TV series. The buzz is that strong, and the wait has been that long. And you know what? People aren't asking me about any other TV show this fall. Last year at this time, I was all excited about Alias on ABC and another spy series, 24, on Fox. This year, I'm not really thrilled about any of the new shows. And apparently, neither is anybody else. The Sopranos is so much better. It's partly because David Chase, who created The Sopranos, knows how to introduce and develop fascinating, complicated, eccentric, and totally believable characters. He did it on Northern Exposure, he did it on I'll Fly Away, and he did it as long ago as when he was a writer on The Rockford Files and Kolchak the Night Stalker. I think it's also because The Sopranos is so good at doing what the broadcast networks aren't doing much of anymore. Even though each episode of The Sopranos contains a payoff of some sort, its stories stretch out over several episodes and even several seasons. It's unpredictable in the best sense. Even people we care about deeply can die or show a frightening dark side at any moment. Shows like Hill Street Blues and Saint Elsewhere used to do that regularly. Now it's done on a few network series, Alias, 24, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but not many. The trend instead is for safer, more self-contained dramas, so that the shows aren't asking too much of the audience. Not to have to watch each week, and not even to care that much. The Sopranos flies in the face of all that. Yes, its placement on cable is perfect, because the freedom to present more graphic language, violence, and sex is integral to this series, just as it is with another HBO series, Oz. But most of all, The Sopranos works because of the writing and acting. Character gets as much emphasis as plot, and this allows terrific actors to do some great work. James Gandolfini and Edie Falco, as Tony and Carmela Soprano, are at the center of an incredibly gifted acting ensemble. The talent extends to the actors portraying such minor characters as Bobby, the overweight soprano mobster who serves as caretaker to Tony's ailing uncle Junior. Here are Tony and Bobby talking at a diner counter in a scene that gives away absolutely nothing about the plot of the season opener, but which shows just why The Sopranos is such a delight. It made me laugh out loud about a subject I never thought I could laugh about. Bobby is played by Steve Sciarrippa.
I really went downhill after the World Trade Center. You know, Quasimodo predicted all this.
Who did what?
All these problems, the Middle East, the end of the world.
Nostradamus. Quasimodo's the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Oh, right. Notre Dame.
Nostradamus and Notre Dame. It's two different things completely.
It's interesting, though, to be so similar, isn't it? And I always thought, okay, Hunchback of Notre Dame. You also got your quarterback and your halfback of Notre Dame.
What's a cathedral?
Obviously, I know. I'm just saying. It's interesting, the coincidence. What? You're going to tell me you never pondered that? The back thing with Notre Dame?
No.
These first four episodes are full of surprises, shocks, and subtle turns. A touch here or a remark there end up having very large consequences. The Sopranos plays out like a novel, and the next chapters have finally arrived. I tell you not to miss them, but if you're like any of my friends, you've already got your night planned.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.